Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Kelby Smith, one of the leaders and founders of HisAdvocates.org, HisAdvocates.org. And today's topic is the layer of deception that they've done to make us not understand what's really going on in terms of how we've been chattelized and controlled in the, you call it the corporate and the legal matrix that they've created around us. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad. I was talking about it to a friend the other day about just how the manipulation is done and why it is so, it is absolutely done for the purposes to make people become the collateral for the debt. And let me explain just a little bit basic understanding for the new people that are listening. When you talk to the Department of State or you look on an application for anything within regards to the federal government, it does not offer an option for state citizenship. It does not offer an option for that lowercase national, which under 8 U.S.C. 1101-821, that lowercase national is the state citizen. And so When you talk to the Department of State and you're asking them, you know, they're trying to identify why you're putting an explanatory statement together, identifying your allegiance to the Declaration of Independence, the fact that you don't have a social on there, and the fact that you do not want to be the surety for the debt of the United States Corporation. And we delineate for them the difference of the United States versus what people know as America in law. We show them. And then we ask him, hey, look, we wouldn't have to do all this if you simply had a checkbox that said state citizen on the application. And the guy's like, oh, my gosh. You know, and they never really thought about it. It's a jurisdiction. It's a lawful jurisdiction. It's been exposed as a lawful jurisdiction by at least 100 known Supreme Court rulings. So why can't we have it and attach ourselves to it? It's because they want you to be the pledged surety and collateral for the powers to be, those guys at the top that are really pulling the strings as the board of directors for the United States Corporation.
Right. Well, let me give an alternative, and I'll just throw this out to see what you think, because you're an expert on finances and as a broker. We could work out a formula to give a value for every economy, and that value could have a number of subfractions. For example, land use, mineral production, educational levels of the people, intellectual property production and ownership, etc. And that would be the value of someone's total amount of money. And you could print up to that amount of money in your country, so you'd never go in debt. And that money would never be collateralized against you as the debt instrument. In other words, you are a child of God. You are given the rights of God. And in fact, a godly government, the only one on earth actually is America, when it was founded, was gave rights that came from the Creator. The only ancient society that did that was Israel. So we're the only two nations in history that actually have rights given from the Creator. Everyone else was given from the Emperor or from the demigod or the Luciferic controller or whatever, like Nimrod, the king of Babylon. The problem is, when you chattelize it, it's a Luciferic ceremony to literally make you the property of Satan. That's what it is. I mean, really, because Satan controls the banks, and the banks control you. And I was just looking at an article here by one of my dear friends, Pastor Butch Pond. He says, proof both parties work together to destroy America. And it shows the elder George Bush Sr. And you see here George Bush Jr. with his arm around Hillary Clinton on one side, on his left side, and on his right side is his wife. And you see Barack Obama, and you see, you know, they're all standing up there, hey, smile, hey, we work together, man. You guys are all fools. In other words, one group sells one brand of the New World Order and the order to control you, and the other group sells another brand. But either way, you're going to get Lucifer's brand. And ultimately, the thing is that if you want to really get somebody killed, like John F. Kennedy, you try to talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve System and printing out $6 trillion of greenback notes not stamped by the Federal Reserve System under the control of the Vatican. And not under control of going right back to the Magna Carta and the control through the King of England, etc. And in 1296, the Pope actually kicked the crown off the King of England and said, hey, everything in your country, including the flesh of every citizen that's under you, is my property. And people don't understand, this bail system, and that's why the high-level Masons, when they go to the 17th Rite, York Rite, they believe that they've accepted the true name of God, which is Yabalon, Yahweh, the creator God, Baal, the owner of all property, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, whose birthday is, da-da-da, drumroll, Christmas. Christmas is not the birthday of Jesus. He was born on Sukkot, which is a fall feast day, the same birthday, by the way, as the Temple of Solomon, and the same birthday as Adam, the Sukkot, the tabernacle date. So the fact is we have a Luciferic control system with multiple brands in the called the Luciferic Walmart of control of mankind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you were talking about the pictures of Barack and everybody being on the same team and working together on this. And you know what the reality is, Bill? Those are pawns. Those guys are all pawns.
Sure they are.
You know, they brought them up as Manchurian candidates. If people don't understand that term or terminology, they need to start investigating it for themselves. And they brought them to this this level of quote-unquote ritualistic satanic knowledge. And they put them in high power positions and then control the crap out of them. And as a matter of fact, I have a friend who had a cousin that was an FBI agent back in the days of Whitewater, the Whitewater scandal, where Hillary made all of her friends that were associated to that scandal disappear or hang themselves or get shot. She was investigating the Whitewater scandal as an FBI agent. Hillary and her entourage back in that day, post-Clinton presidency, walked into that office with their entourage in the FBI headquarters and grabbed the file out of her hands and said, you will not investigate me. Do you understand that? And they,
right, she's the highest-level female warlock in the Western world. What do you expect? Why do you think she's not wearing orange? I mean, come on now. Let's get real here, right?
You know, here's the thing, though, Bill. That's a first-hand material fact witness from my friend's cousin who said this about somebody who was under investigation by the FBI, and she has the ability to do what I just explained she did. Well, and ultimately, my friend's cousin quit the job because there was no real, you know, integrity in that position. And that's a sad day.
Well, it's being exposed now. We're in the end times. We still have some freedom and liberty. By the way, if I mention most of the things I say on a daily show here in America, up in Canada or Europe, I would immediately be jailed. Did you know it's against the law in Europe now to criticize Muhammad or Islam or any religious or sexual
people? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know it's
against
the law in Canada as well?
Say anything against homosexuality or say anything against anything that you don't agree with.
Well, even if you don't persecute, like if you have homosexual friends, and you say, look, I understand it, but you're at higher risk if you're sexually promiscuous. If you're not a sexually promiscuous homosexual, you're not as much risk. But they're at much higher risk of suicide, seven times higher, much higher risk of depression, much higher risk of dying of AIDS or some other condition. And by the way, the AIDS virus was actually made by the World Health Organization and distributed not only in a place in New York City, which first started, and also in Haiti. In fact, it was a Canadian who was very promiscuous and very good-looking airline steward, who is what we call Index Case X, that carried the weaponized version of AIDS to America through the airlines, pilots' associations, and others. And we know this, okay? I got the actual documents from the World Health Organization given to me by doctors in Zurich, Switzerland in 1987. Okay, so this is not open to anybody's damned opinion. You know, a lot of people think they have a right to disagree with Dr. Deagle. Take me on, please, okay? Firstly, intellectually and by evidence and experience, you don't have any standing to stand against me. When I make a statement, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, okay? And when I make a statement that all of this is luciferic deviltry, and it's going to come to an end, and you know how God's going to end it? I'll tell you on the next break, because you're going to realize that.
Nice.
Our God is not nervous. He's on the throne. He knows the end from the beginning.
Amen, brother.
And these devils, man, that's why you're going to talk to 7,000 pastors, and we're going to get the Christian church on side, and we're going to get them to walk away, not just the walk away movement from the Democrats, but the walk away movement from luciferic control, including former high-level Masons. We're speaking to you, people. We're talking to your souls.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm just going to give you a little bit of background here. Sir Francis Bacon was the illegitimate son and a wizard with an IQ over 200 of Queen Elizabeth I. She was not barren. And if you actually look up the history of Sir Francis Bacon, the Voynich document was a cipher, but it was actually, if you actually can read the cipher, and there's people who broke it back as long ago as 1910, it was prophesying 500 years ago the rise of the New Atlantis, which is America, which will be the seat of power of Lucifer on Earth. And so one of the things that was told to me supernaturally back when I wrote the book Clean Iron almost 30 years ago now, and traveled with the Prophecy Club in 1999, is that the Mark of the Beast system will come from America. In other words, there are things happening even during the presidency of Donald Trump as a high-level Royal Air Scottish Rite White Hat Mason, that are very good for the economy, but the man is not a Christian. He's a baby Christian in the terms of the people in Colorado Springs that call him, you know, baby Christian for a focus on the family. But the very fact is the man has a 3066 room apartment with basically a luciferic symbols all over it of Apollo. In fact, his Masonic name, and I'll reveal it now to you that don't know, is Apollyon Rising as the first king of Earth, which he is right now in a sense, being the president of the United States, to recolonize Mars, which fallen in an ancient galactic war, because there's a giant human population there. And what the Voynich document was prophesying, the rise of Atlantis. Now, Atlantis fell along with Mu with the great galactic ancient war, and man went back to the, if you want to call it, you know, the Stone Age in a sense, the pre-Adamic man, when man had fallen. And what you have to understand here, this is a very well thought out plan. In fact, even the Green Dragon Pub and high level Masons that founded the Constitution of America wasn't founding it on Christian principles. It was founding it on Luciferic. Now, most people don't get this, and that's why the Bible says Satan can convert himself to an angel of light and beauty. He was the most beautiful angel of the cherubim covering the throne of God and the head of the musicians in the eternal kingdom. Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe other than God himself, who's infinite intelligence. Yeah. And if you don't care the devil is due, you don't understand that 98% of what the devil does looks, tastes, and smells good, which is why you find very high IQ people attracted and sucked into and then manipulated and controlled by masonry. Not the average person. These are usually very intelligent people, which is why most of them are Nobel Prize winners, governors, presidents, leaders, generals, whatever. Because high-level Masonic orders, when I was, they knew how smart I was, so I was told I should join the Phi Rho Sigma fraternity 2 months before I went to medical class in 1973. And I was tapped up by the dean of medical school, who is a sister school of Harvard in Boston. So you got to understand, I don't know some of this. I know all of it. There's no high-level Mason. I literally ministered to a 93 Mason, Bjarne Schneblen, who was a Jew, who actually converted to Catholicism, be involved with transubstantiation, involved with demonic ceremonies. You have to understand, there's nobody like me on the earth. There isn't. Not even close. And when I show these, I show the connections and weave the web, like they talk about the spider's web, these Masons talk about all the time when you go to Bohemian Grove. They weave the web of deception, so you don't even know that you're a chattelized piece of property. You don't even own the land underneath the house you live on. You'll have a mortgage for. And the word mortgage is interesting. Even the word mortgage, the word mortgage in Latin means death grip. So when you have a mortgage, you have a death grip that Satan has on your home. Isn't that wild?
Well, and then...
Porto Gage.
Right? Yeah, you don't have land anymore, you have property, and that's a legal description. That's everything above the ground. It's not anything to do with the ground.
Exactly. In fact, you don't own the land underneath your house and your foundation.
Let's just talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I'm a foreclosure prevention expert, and... I feel like I'm an expert. And there's no real qualifications other than, are you able to keep somebody in their house? Are you able to stop the onslaught of, you know, non-judicial or judicial foreclosures? But when I started learning, you know, and holding a broker's license in California, knowing real estate inside and out, doing thousands of loan transactions and a ton of real estate transactions, you start really getting your mind wrapped around the fraud. And I didn't completely understand it until I found the patents that allow the banks to do what I'm about to tell you. And I found basically how in law, when you underwrite, like, let's just say, for example, I go to a bank and I get a loan. And I said, do you have any collateral? And I said, sure, my Ferrari. And he says, all right, give me the pink slip to your Ferrari, and we're going to keep it in the garage. You're going to sign the pink slip, and then we'll loan you $150,000. And when you pay it back, we'll give you your pink slip back and the Ferrari back. That's how it would work.
Right.
So essentially what a bank is doing with your note is they're taking that Ferrari, and they're going out, and they're giving multiple Yeah, they're basically selling the right to the Ferrari to multiple different dealerships.
Yeah, so they might as well sell it 20 times. So they actually manufacture money in the theory of you becoming a creditor or a debtor to their system. So they literally are using prestidigitation magic to create money out of thin air.
Well, but here's the problem. Once that Ferrari got sold to bank number two and never delivered, and then bank 4, and then bank 12, and then bank 20, and 25, and sometimes bank 50. Now that Ferrari's been obligated, and it's been stripped of the note, it's been separated from the note because as a piece of collateral, it's no longer any good. It's worthless because it's been promised to 50 different banks. So the question is, if grandma loans you a $100 bill, and grandpa comes in and buys the debt obligation and pays grandma $100 to buy the debt obligation, is the debt paid and now you owe grandpa? No, the debt is paid, period. And people don't understand that principle. They think all of a sudden because another party comes through and pays the debt obligation, quote unquote, which is not what happens when something gets transferred from servicer to servicer, bank to lender, or lender to bank, or whatever they do.
Right.
But the bottom line is this, that note has been stripped from the deed. The deed becomes worthless. They cannot collect on the collateral anymore because they hypothecated the note. They were paid on the note already over and over and over. The fraud is done. now that deed and their ability to collect, and this is why in the state of California, when they have a foreclosure sale, on the trust deed sale notice, it does not say they're selling a home. It says they're selling a lien. And they give no warrants or guarantees to your ability to collect on it, except the judges are in cahoots.
And if right, the legal profession is part of the problem. In fact, the Bar Association, which involves 57 nations from the British Commonwealth, including Russia and China, are the British Authorized Registry, which is a Masonic order that is above a bail and below a lord. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. In other words, a bail means someone who can own property. It's the lawyer is above the bar, a bail, and below a lord. Okay? And this goes right back to the Magna Carta and the fact that this goes back to basically Druidic ceremony that goes back tens of thousands of years to ancient Atlantis and Mu. People don't know this, do they? That's why the world is run by Druids. The Druidic Council of 13 runs Earth for Lucifer directly. Not indirectly, directly.
Attention parents and
do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
To understand is when the three, I call the three balls drop like in Vegas, the sewer net or internet ball, the classified information source ball, and the supernatural ball all say the same thing. You know you're on the right track, like a good bloodhound, spiritual bloodhound. And what you've done, you have a ministry. You may not have realized when you start investigating this and realizing all the contriving schemes of deception to literally take our birth certificates through seed corporation and chattelize the property of our flesh and our children that are handed over to the system as the bales of the land, the bankers that run everything. And basically, they're making, creating money out of... Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, let me explain the BC just for a minute. The the reality is, and this isn't a subjective opinion. The BC is known by judges. I have videos of them talking about what it is, and it's a registered organization, and so it's an entity unto itself. It has nothing to do with the person, the man. It's a likeness of you. It's just a document, and it's registered. And they take your thumbprint or your handprint, your footprint, and they put it on the document. That is the manifest, coupled with the data and the information. They put the mother, and in that field they call it the mother, and then they put the father in that field, they call it the father. But where you sign, it has the words informant and the word parent. And if you know what informant is, one of the definitions is one who turns one over, and the other definition is parent is a judicially decreed guardian. So the judicially decreed guardian turned one over to the state, her property, as right. Also the mom. And the state then does a public notice, and nobody comes and makes a claim. The state owns the BC. The state owns the likeness of the child in their mind. And so they then put a CUSIP number on it, becomes a registered security. They put it on 32-pound watermark banknote paper, either from American Banknote Company or Pacific Banknote Company. And it is traded, and you can put your Social Security into, we have a link that people can do, and you can see all the different banks that are investing into your BC.
And, right, and we have to understand, this is exactly out of the book of Revelation. And they, of course, would trade in the bodies and souls of mankind. Why do you think states can pass laws like forced vaccination and feed us genetically modified food that's full of scorpion genes, etc.? Why do you think they can put toxins in our air, right, food and water, and expose us to building materials that are dangerous? Why do you think they can allow false religion? In fact, every public religion on earth, Christian and otherwise, has either full or complete Luciferic infiltration. Look at, for example, I was just up at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, was taken over by the Mormons. Mm-hmm. I took, when I bought my first practice in 1980, that's a long time ago, 38 and a half years ago,
right,
I took care of 22,000 Mormons, including Temple Mormons. They were doing ritual human sacrifice in the temple. Do you know that the actual Salt Lake City Temple has a golden altar and chamber room for Satan himself, Lucifer, in the Salt Lake City Temple for Lucifer? Did you know that?
What?
Yes.
I actually went through that temple and had a big old debate with the people at the end of the tour.
They're all, every single Mormon, no matter whether they're a porch Mason or whatever, every single Mormon is a Mason. When they talk about Kolob and the planet where God arose and they became an ascended man and therefore became a god of this world, they're talking about the ascension of mankind to become God. See, what God's purpose is we collectively become the bride of God. So down the road, where there's a trillion human beings across multiple planets and orbiting moons, we are the bride of God. We are the queen of everlasting, which means where there's time-space, because God indwells us. We're not going to become gods like the creator God is a separate individual. We're collectively an organism, and that's what the revelation is going to be. We're ultimately going to be empathic and telepathic. We'll have such compassion, there won't be a need for law or money or investments or anything like that. What they've done is they've turned the human race into an investment of Lucifer rather than an investment of God to create a bride fit to be his consort throughout the everlasting world, because he's eternal. He doesn't have a past or present or future. God exists. When you go to heaven, there is no past or future. There's no regrets and there's no plans. Heaven is eternal. It's different. And the eternality can coexist with the everlasting in our world. And God's intention in Eden and in the future in mankind is that we don't have property, because everything's owned by the Creator God and us. We are literally the owners of Earth. And we've had our title taken away by Lucifer when the fall of the Garden of Eden and the fall of mankind, which separated Earth from heaven and separated eternality from the temporal or the everlasting. We are to become the everlasting bride of God. We are to become co-equal with the Creator, with God dwelling within us, so we are not capable of evil, not capable of necessarily violating law or having economy or money. Money is the invention of one of the highest level demonic overlords of the incubi that follow Lucifer. Period.
Yep. Yep. And then to put the people as the surety in law.
That's right. Money itself is evil. It's evil. That's why when you talk about billionaires, who's doing all the manipulation of the world? It's billionaires. Look at how much money the governor of New York did, what's his name, who's going to run for president. He put $100 million of his own money in to support Democrats. But remember, there's people doing the same thing for Republicans. Do you think that Donald Trump would get it forward if he was not a high-level Scottish Rite Mason like his father? Are you kidding me? Do you think I would get further forward if I decided to declare that I went through my rights in 1973, 45 years ago, as a Scottish, as a Phi Rho Sigma fraternity member? And I learned lots of weird and strange things as a Phi Rho Sigma Mason in the so-called church. And you know what? There's no such thing as anybody in the high-level law courts, including Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, or anybody else, who hasn't become a high-level secret order member. Period. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. Including every government on Earth and every religion on Earth, whether you're a transhumanist, you know, or you're a Buddhist or a Muslim, every single secret order is controlled by Luciferic control. Period.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, the sad thing is that, and this is because of the layers of deception, is that you have the predominant portion of people that are Sunday-to-Sunday believers only,
right,
believing in every element of what the structural systems tell them, and it's because they are If you're a conservative, you're watching Fox. If you're a Dem,
exactly. It's all the compartmentalized. And of course, they believe in what's called the economy of righteousness. You don't earn your way to heaven. You're positionally, if you're a son or daughter of, let's say, I have a daughter that's Kelsey with Down syndrome, Mosaic, right? So she's very high functioning. I have three sons that are really amazing. But they're my children, not because they had to work for it. Just like we don't have to work to become the son or daughter of the Most High God. So we don't have to enter an economy of righteousness or get so many divots to be acceptable. It's a positional position. And if you operate in that position, you're in the position. If you disconnect yourself from that position, you start to become annihilated. There's no such place as hell where Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson are playing cards or canasta or gambling or drinking hot drinks down in hell. No. Hell is a separate place where you are annihilated. You cease to exist. God is not cruel. He's not going to have you suffer for eternity. He's going to make you cease to exist. And you decide that. He doesn't. He just accepts your decision. Period. And the human race right now has 7.5 billion people, and the devil has us on this, what we call galactic abortion list, to abort the human race. Not just physically kill us, with climate change and fires like in Northern California and economic collapse and wars. He wants to annihilate the souls of the human race, and he's done this by chattelizing us, converting us into a physical element of property. Mm-hmm. Because that all the public churches are liars. Do you think any public churches, and I've asked them for decades, since 1980, when I spoke at the Living Waters Fellowship in St. Paul, do you think any church wants Dr. Deagle to even set up a video link and speak in their church? Oh, of course not. They've even said, well, we want you to come under our authority. I said, I come under the authority of God, not you. And I will tell the truth whether you like it or not. It's going to be painful. It's like asking somebody to come to your church with a flamethrower against the evil inside your church you call good. Or the good works you do to try to get points for God. That's the most vile, sneaky, lovely, beautiful tasting and smelling form of good, is spending your money to do good works to get in God's graces. It doesn't happen.
Right.
You have to be good. You have to be truthful. You have to be a son or daughter of the Most High, not to buy your way in.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
What's going on is, and people need to understand this, our God is God, and what's going to happen is going to disrupt all this. And this is why the New World Order, both the left and the right, this involves not only Donald Trump, but also the others, are in a panic to complete their New World Order, because if the internet goes down, if international finances go down, if the environment destroys what we call the higher tech universe that we have liberated now, there's no New World Order. There's 2,000 city-states, each one going back centuries to a pre-electric age, if you want to call it, or a marginal electric age where they have to generate local power. So the event that's going to happen is called a lithospheric disjunction. The first sign of this, and it's like taking a Georgia peach and steaming it. The skin of the peach can slide after you steam it. It doesn't have to tear it off. It just needs to slide. And this is what I predict will happen prophetically. You're going to see this event. It's already started with the new hotspot moved off of the big island in Hawaii, because the crust is thinner there than anywhere else on Earth. and that hotspot's building a new island. We see also Mount Vesuvius ready to blow again after thousands of years, and major superquakes are occurring in Indonesia, killing thousands of people. And as Jesus said in Matthew 24, there shall be earthquakes in diverse places before the great and terrible day. Now, the globalists know this is coming, and they know that if there's a collapse in their current control system, that's why they want to put 12,000 low-Earth orbit satellites for 5G network, because 5G is the ultimate goal of Lucifer. He wants digital omniscience over the planet for not only transactions, but he also wants to know the intentions of your heart and your thoughts, because they want to have a system just like the cell phone companies, where you won't even have to. You'll have literally a telepathic orbic link to your cortex. Now, I don't know this peripherally. I was recruited 40 years ago to work at UCLA on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository and Electron Microscopy Lab. And the other project was to actually work with DARPA on hacking human consciousness to create super soldiers that were female because they didn't have high testosterone levels so they wouldn't fight. But they were going to recover nanotech body armor and a non-liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic interface to their cortex to make them literally like Elon Musk's, you call Neuralink. And I've been working on software for this for 45 plus years. I worked on mainframe computers, taught myself every computer language, was doing nonlinear programming, converting visual data into. So when I got recruited 40 years ago, I said, "The hell with this! I'm not going to work with super soldiers in DARPA. I know all the details, not some of it, including how they do with the Cas9 protocol. They were doing this decades before it went public." For directly inserting genes to different phyla species in general. This is not a joke, people. And you can't dispute Dr. Deagle and say, "Well, I don't want to believe you, Deagle, you're a nut." You know what? If you don't believe me, you're going to suffer hard before you die hard, just like Bruce Willis. You're going to suffer hard, people. You need to listen up. What's coming here in the very near future, and what Donald Trump is doing, he's already promised the Jews that in his second term, because he will be elected, now the damn Democrats are going to blow up the Democratic Party. By the way, this is part of the game. They always have to the oppositional parties. That's why they're all meeting in silent behind the scenes. But in fact, Hillary Clinton's trying to say she's still going to run. She can't run. She can't run except to the bathroom. She's got terminal Parkinson's disease. And the idiots running this poor woman who are indwelt by luciferic Draco reptilian monstrosities are going to use her poor carcass for food. Okay? That poor woman, and we have to understand, I pray for the woman. I pray for these people like Podesta that are involved with deviltry and human flesh eating and so on. Because they don't understand there are weakest human parts of our society that are victimized and turned into a weapon against the rest of humanity. Like George Bush Jr., who, by the way, is the illegitimate son of the guy who actually was the manager for Nikola Tesla. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I know everything. You know that Donald Trump's uncle was the one who actually grabbed all of Tesla's weaponized systems and trunks out of the hotel in New York City? It was his uncle.
No way, really?
Yeah. All of the secret weapons went to at the time, the OSS, it later became the CIA and the NSA, were absconded and grabbed by Donald Trump's uncle.
That's crazy.
Yeah, back in the 1940s. See, Deagle doesn't know some of it. That's why, do you think any other broadcaster on this network or anyone else wants to interview Deagle? Because you're going to say stupid things, and I'm going to counter you with proof and facts that are going to all link together. And then I want you to do one thing. Don't believe anything I say. Go off and pray. And if you get a Urim and Thummim stone, a yes-no stone in your soul that says, you know what? God damn it, Deagle's not a liar. He's not a psychotic, narcissistic maniac. He's actually telling the truth because he's going to die for what he does. I will die for what I do someday. I'm not going to have a pleasant time here on Earth. I suffer every day knowing what's coming. I suffer. I'm a pleasant person. I love my family. I have a wonderful family, wonderful daughter and wife and everybody. But I suffer knowing what's coming. And I'm a physical empath. So when I do an empathic test, like a biophilia scan, I can feel their bone pain. I know their terror of them dying of cancer. I can feel like I'm an I and a we at the same time, just like Yeshua Jesus. You have to understand this. I'm empathically, it drives me crazy when I see our president screwing up, thinking he's doing the right thing in his own eyes. He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. He's such an arrogant bugger, he won't listen. We've sent tons of information with John W. Spring, who's on the third hour, and he's not responding. He could have not lost the House, which, by the way, now that the Democrats are going to commit suicide, it's going to guarantee that when he gets back, one of the very first things he's going to do is help the Jews build a temple, the abomination that desolates in Jerusalem. Did you know that? And he's no different than King Herod Agrippa. That's what Donald Trump is to us. He's going to rebuild the temple of Zerubbabel in Jerusalem and do the abomination that desolates with the Jews. And Bibi Netanyahu is hanging by one vote, but I guarantee you he'll still be in there because he's a CFR member and the people want to maintain his carcass there because he's maintaining the state, because the people who run Israel and who run Saudi Arabia is not their governments. It's the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA. When they made the cabal to set up the OPEC nations, it was the SAD who made the deal. It wasn't America. People don't know this, do they?
That's just crazy, but it makes sense.
Saudi Arabia's not independent. Why do you think Khashoggi got killed? Khashoggi got killed because the prince wanted to get rid of Wahhabism. So they said, well, we'll kill Khashoggi and try to get rid of this damn prince who's trying to get Wahhabism because they're the masters of order and chaos. Right. They create both, order and chaos. Lucifer creates both the order and the chaos. He creates both economic hardship and economic joy. That's who he is.
Right. So, you know, I listen to you and I hear your heart. Let me just steer you in a better spot, maybe, if you want to think
about
it.
Well, I have joy when I know that a number of people are going to listen and be saved. Yeah. And they're going to be listening and be saved, not just physically to have better health with our nutraceuticals, but better financial health, knowing, for example, we've got the carrot bar system, and it's going to basically survive this horrendous thing that's coming. Because believe me, when the economic catastrophes and ecological catastrophes come, the world economy is going to collapse, the food supply will collapse, and you're going to see, like Soylent Green, people becoming food for other people. Soylent Green.
Well, that's nasty.
He goes, oh no, Dr. Deagle, you're delusional. I said, you know what? You're delusional if you think I'm a liar.
Wow.
Because believe me, when you look at Northern California, you can see it from space. Not only bad land management, both a lot of it was federal lands, but also not getting rid of the duft and so on, but also one of my military contacts went up there, a good friend of mine, and a special forces guy. And when they were doing the fires last year, he said there were so many drones in the air they couldn't get the helicopters to drop the fire retardant. Because they had dew or directed energy weapons on them, starting fires.
Yeah, I can't believe that this is naturally occurring. I mean,
It's not. You can have arsonists, but these are arsonist drones. Now, I know how to make a drone with a plasma, positron charged hydrogen plasma beam that would cut off the fire and spray it with nanoparticle, carbon nanotubes that would cut off the oxygen flow to the fire so it would be a better non-toxic fire retardant, because the ones they spray are toxic as hell. The land is destroyed after they do it.
I can go online right now and buy a laser pen that will start a fire.
You can take a drone at $1,200 from Amazon and you can put green lasers on it that can fire a half mile away or more. And to start a fire from the drone, you can fly the drone 72 miles an hour to a site 75 miles from your home. You can start a fire below radar and so small it's almost impossible to knock it out of the air. The FAA are allowing these damn things everywhere, especially now. Agencies. You know the agencies have a clear shot under Trump to fly drones everywhere?
Wow.
Under Trump. Just like under Trump, they are recycling toxic water, like from Northern California, from the largest hydrothermal site in the world in Northern California. And you think this water is good? Well, the hydrogen sulfide that concentrates in your body is so powerful it'll melt your toilet and your steel and your girders.
Bill, you got a lot of brains.
The Lord has blessed me with both natural and supernatural gifts because I'm here as a witness before the time of the end. Believe me, everything you do is such a powerful ministry. That's why I want you to do a show on the network. You're going to be doing it probably at 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday to Thursday, on your own show. But you'll be on my show every week, disclosing the truth. And if you don't, go to hisadvocates.org. May the Lord bless you with the truth, and may you pray and take action.
Hearing a lot about CBD.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.